The construction on Stephen Street on Rhinelander's north side is nearly complete as heavy machinery rumbles by auto dealerships. But Tom Giroux is here neither to look at a car nor check up on the road work.
I see a beautiful wetland with lots of diverse vegetation that are indicators of wetlands.
Wedged between Rhinelander Toyota and the Aspirus Clinic is a low-lying wetland with tamaracks, cattails, and reeds.
Oh, there's some nice ferns, cattails.
Decades and decades ago, the government actually paid people to fill in wetlands and build homes or businesses on properties like this. Now, with the rise in wetland preservation, that's more frowned upon.
There's a tension between economic development and protecting wetlands, and there should be. Wetlands are important, and so are economic development.
Giroux is a retired regional water division leader with the Wisconsin DNR and now does work for Wisconsin's Green Fire, a conservation group. On a landscape dominated by roads, parking lots, and other pavement, even small wetlands like this one play a critical urban role.
As you look at this, this looks to me about the size of a football field.
Giroux says, like a giant sponge, a wetland of this size can store up to 1 million gallons of water, a critical piece of urban flood control.
So you get intense rainfall, the runoff from parking lots and streets fills the wetland, and it flattens that peak of that stormwater event so that you don't end up flooding other businesses or homes. And then this is all dominated.
Another wetland in a different part of Rhinelander holds even more water.
So it's totally wooded, as you can see. There's a lot of tamarack and some jack pine, which can tolerate some water.
The wetlands surrounding Spring Lake Road help protect businesses on Lincoln Street.
If they want to survive a 6, 7, 8 inch rainfall in a 24-hour period, it's really important that we have these large wetland complexes.
But Giroux suspects this wetland is at risk. He thinks it likely no longer has federal protection under a Trump administration change to the Waters of the United States rule, which went into effect this year.
My administration formally repealed the horrible, dangerous, anti-everything Waters of the United States rule. I always say the only thing that had going for it that was good was the title.
The Waters of the United States rule protects rivers, lakes, and many wetlands from pollution and damage under the Clean Water Act. The Obama administration beefed it up before he left office.
And then the Trump administration threw all of that completely out the window and started over.
That's Tom Bernthal, a retired DNR water and wetlands expert now contributing to Wisconsin's Green Fire. He helped create Wetlands by Design, a statewide service cataloging wetlands by their watershed and best characteristics. Bernthal found the same building blocks could be used to identify which wetlands were at risk under the new Trump administration rule.
And we found that between one half and two thirds of all wetlands in the state would not be considered regulated wetlands.
In other words, wetlands not adjacent to larger water bodies would no longer have federal protection. That's 55% of the wetlands in Wisconsin, according to Bernthal and his collaborators.
And all of this stuff at this point, I should say, is kind of a guessing game.
We're still waiting to see how federal lawsuits and the Army Corps of Engineers implementations play out. If the 55% estimate is anywhere close to accurate, that's a major concern, says Tom Giroux in Rhinelander. The wetlands still have state protection, but he doesn't think state DNR staff will be able to handle the new protection workload without federal help.
It's woefully understaffed, and this is just going to transfer more work from the federal agents to the state wetland specialists. And frankly, I don't know how they're going to do it.
The Nature Conservancy projects northern Wisconsin will be more affected than other parts of the state because more wetlands remain here. Wetlands like the one on Spring Lake Road in Rhinelander, which Giroux thinks has now lost federal protection thanks to the Trump administration's move.
We cannot afford to continue to drain the swamp, so to speak, because they are so important to the quality of life to everybody in Wisconsin that we value and maintain those wetlands.
The state has already lost half of its wetlands from before European settlement. For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Rhinelander.